Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That was Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show this morning talking about the acquisitions they received in the Rafi Devers trade and the belief that those players will, at least some of them, contribute and fill voids and needs in the pitching rotation and bullpen this year. But it was another comment he made, Fitzy, that I think is very interesting in relation to our discussion of Alex Cora, how much blame he deserves for issues in base running and fielding and some of those things. I think, Fitzy, you mentioned it the other day. If you just look back in recent years, Alex Cora's teams don't play good defense and don't run the bases well, right? That's what it looks like.
No, they do not. These are, I hate to say it, but I continue to lean back on the phrasing, these are hallmarks of Alex Cora Red Sox teams.
Are they hallmarks of Alex Cora's Red Sox teams, or are they hallmarks of the Red Sox organization? Craig Breslow answers it.
Recognizing that we've been kind of a poor fundamental team in the big leagues for a long time has forced us to do is look at the way that we're doing things in the minor leagues too, and question whether or not we're preparing guys to be successful at the major league level. And if you look at our performance in base running and on defense in the minor leagues at each of our affiliates, that's been struggling too. And so we've changed a lot of the way that we're training and teaching and the feedback that we're providing this year. And I think that we've seen some progress, but it's going to take some time.
I think that is the most telling comment Craig Breslow has ever made. And I think it's the most telling comment that's ever defended Alex Cora to the haters out there who say your team can't run, your team can't defend. Craig Breslow just told you it's not an Alex Cora problem. It's an organizational problem that starts in rookie ball, single A, double A, triple A. He just told you. They've studied it, and I believe him. If he tells me he's analyzed something, Fitzy, that's his world. He's analyzed it. And he just told us they stink in those two areas throughout the system. So it's a...
How do you stink at that? It's the easiest thing in the world. When you're coaching freaking T-ball, you can see which kids can pick up a ground ball and catch a fly and which ones can't. They've had another 20 years of T-ball and Babe Ruth and AAA and high school and college ball and the minors to figure out this guy can catch, this guy can't, this guy can field the ball, this guy can't. My God.
Well, maybe Driveline doesn't have a segment that handles base running or defense.
Yeah, watch out, because if you criticize Driveline, someone's going to come at you on the socials.
What do all of those levels have in common, Fitzy? It's all eye test related. There aren't advanced analytics at your T-ball and Little League teams. It's just
right.
Like, oh, I can see that kid's a good fielder versus the numbers tell me he's a good athlete will make him into a good fielder and a good base runner.
Oh, so there's no stat like fade fielding above daily embarrassment?
No, but there should be with this team.
I just made that up, but let's stick with that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know. I read all these baseball articles, and I see these acronyms, and I'm like, that person could have literally just made that up, and I would just keep reading because there's 8 billion of them out there. But Dan Ball, I want to get into that. So do you believe they're drafting too many athletes and not enough baseball players?
Yeah, that would be a possible conclusion that you
could
take
Campbell?
Away from this. I think he's a very good example of the fact that you saw the kid that has all the quote-unquote tools, the intangibles, all the things that you think you can mold into a good baseball player, but that's hit or miss, and you can't teach the mental side of things, mm-hmm. which is focus and ability on defense and the ability to read pitchers and steal and do all the different things. Those are focus and baseball IQ related things that you can't numerically teach somebody, or you can't numerically quantify if they have it or not.
And which a lot of people believe that baseball is a mental sport, right? Like it's whatever percentage you want to put on it, 100%, 90%, I don't care.
Yeah, your Hall of Famers fail 7 out of 10 times. Like you have to be mentally
strong.
Look,
you think a guy like the John Crux or even Ramon Martinez, if you will, of the world are not going to succeed. There's not a place for them except on special teams or kicking in the NFL.
And when we say mental, it's not just baseball IQ, intelligence. It's mental emotions, dealing with struggles, dealing with failures, dealing with success, and not thinking you have all the answers because you had a week that was good or three games that was good. And I'll tell you a little side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Side story, not that this matters because he was never going to be a big leader.
Does it have anything to do with you being able to defend against Peyton Manning?
I have no idea what that means, but no, it does not.
A deep pull.
So coaching my son in baseball, there was one time he was in a slump. He ran off the field, threw his helmet. I need to go back to an effing sport where I can effing hit somebody. And I do think there's some truth to that. If you play football, if you play lacrosse, if you play basketball, if you screw up on one end, you can do something on the other end. If you screw up one possession, you can do something in the next possession. Baseball, you can't. If you screw up, there's like a weight to redeem yourself, and there's a weight on your shoulders.
You sit with it for an hour,
right.
A day, a week. Yeah.
Right.
And Andy, think about this too. Like, a sport that is ultimately similar to that, golf, like,
yes.
as well. Like, you get a chance to, you can quickly redeem yourself, but also, like, you play baseball, you go out to the golf course, you end up swinging like a baseball guy on the golf course, you look like an idiot. You end up swinging like a golfer at a baseball game, swinging a pop-up.
Right, and I do wonder, and I also wonder time investment. Driveline, I joked about it, but is there a segment of Driveline that handles the base running and fielding? Or are we so fixated on modern baseball as hitting and pitching, right? That seems to be all people care about. Hitting and pitching. The pitchers are going to talk about spin rates and arm angles and these various pitches that they're inventing, the slurves and the burves and whatever you want to call them, and hitting, right? Launch angle and all these things, bat speed. What do they do about base running and defense? Dan Ball has his hand raised, so I think he found something.
On the Driveline website under the training tab, there are only two sections that you can click on, hitting and pitching.
That's all people care about.
Yeah.
I thought defense wins championships.
That's a fundamental universal belief overall. Defense wins championships.
I think we just stumbled into something. As much as people want to bitch about Driveline and the way it's ruined hitting and maybe turn the Red Sox into a team that's trying to hit home runs and strikes out too much, even though they're not built that way, Driveline is about pitching and hitting. Modern baseball analytics are mostly about pitching and hitting, spin rates, bat speeds, launch angles, all these things.
Oh, God. Spin rate. If I never hear spin rate again, it'll be too soon.
Well, you're going to hear it again. I guarantee it. It's a big part of it. Don't listen to Brian Barrett, old friend. Brian Barrett, old friend, loves a little spin rate talk when he's talking about pitchers. But you don't get as much time and investment in base running and defense. It is a lost part of baseball, and more so with the Boston Red Sox, seemingly, than any other team. Yes, Dan?
I want to reference a quote from Lou Maloney to kind of back this up,
Lou,
too. He answered a fan on the 24th of June saying they were having catch line drive drills pregame. The coaches just haven't worked enough with them on catching the ball in the air. Also, when they run the third base and when not to, players are making mistakes and they need to clean it up. You can't be out there with them.
So I think I know more now.
That's an implication that they're actively doing fundamental drills at the major league level because these guys haven't learned it at the minor league level.
Yeah, it's infuriating, and I want to say I don't know who to blame, but I do know who to blame. The heads of organizations, they prioritize certain things. There's only so much time, energy, money that they invest in.
It's money.
And you can't ask Alex Cora to be a rookie ball instructor at Fenway Park. The rookie ball instructor is supposed to work in rookie ball, just like the single A, double A, and triple A managers, hitting coaches, base running coaches are supposed to do their work there. So, yeah, the Red Sox are fundamentally flawed baseball team, and it's not just Alex Cora's fault. He deserves blame, but this is an organizational issue. Craig Breslow admitted it on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Gross.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, this man is not gross. He's looking fine. Ted Johnson, the big linebacker, got a sweet-ass shirt on today. He's in studio. He's going to keep his germs to himself.
And he's on one already when it comes to you, I'm just
saying. He's ready to fight. Ding, ding, three-point stance, where, interestingly, ironically, after the last segment, I'm going to tell you the positive silver lining for your 2025 Boston Red Sox. That's up next with my three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.